The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hi there, welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. My name is Alex Dunn, and today we're going to be looking ahead to some of Thursday evening's action at Leopardstown. It's a decent card at Leopardstown this evening. The Desmond Stakes, a Group 3 contest over a mile, is a feature race coming up at 7:25. Going to have a look ahead to all of the action now in the company of William Hill's Irish Racing expert, Mr. Andy Holding. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Alex.
How are things?
I think they're quite good, actually. Yeah, last couple of days on the podcast have been a bit more fruitful. Several winners of the night at decent prices, and a couple last night as well. So, yeah, we're ticking along all right, and I've got a good feel for Leopardstown's card tonight. I'm not a massive fan of Leopardstown on a regular basis. I do think it's quite a difficult track to work out with regards where you want to be coming off the home turn. Sometimes it pays to be handy, and they race on that far side rail, but tonight, as we're going to get a lot of heavy rain, it could well mean that they come up the stand side or come off that far rail, and the ones that are drawn middle to high swing wide into the home straight and get the advantage. So I think the card's going to change the dynamics all the way through from beginning to end, because that rain is supposed to kick in mid-afternoon and carry on all the way through to the night, to be honest.
OK, then. Well, fingers crossed we'll be able to get a few winners. I mean, it says in the Racing Post the going is good to firm watered. Do you think that'll change a little bit?
Well, I mean, up of the night is that the last race we run on soft ground.
Right, OK.
There's no question that by the time they get through the card. And I think it'll affect the Desmond Stakes as well. And I think you need to be thinking outside the box or looking, through a bit of a crystal ball to see what conditions are going to be like later on, and almost making advanced predictions that the fast ground horses might not be that convenient later on, or they're certainly be inconvenienced. So, I'm looking at horses at much bigger prices than what I think they should be, because I think the ground will change quite significantly.
OK, and because we're expecting a lot of rain in a pretty short space of time, the ground won't be sticky as such, will it? It'll just be really wet, really heavy to get through.
Well, they'll be able to get through, which is good. At least it won't be tacky ground, which is what most trainers don't want. But I do think some of these horses later on have been priced up on fast ground, and I think, for instance, one or two of the ones down the short end of the market, such as Darwin, don't represent much value considering, they're going to be racing on ground which potentially could be alien to them. So, yeah, there's plenty of potential tonight if you're prepared to get stuck in and take an early view.
OK, then. We'll kick things off with the 5:20. It's a maiden race over 6 furlongs, and 8 of them will go to post. We've got 3D Alexander down as the favourite for David Washman, but it's hard to rule many out of this race, Andy.
It is, yeah, because we've got an unraced horse from the John Ox camp. Of course, See the Star as well, a horse that John trained to success a few years ago. One of the world's greatest ever horses, and one of his offsprings running here. We need to keep an eye on the market on My Titania, don't we? First time up, she's been put in a conservative-looking 5-2. But whether that's a good 5-2 or a bad 5-2, any time will tell. As I said, I think we're going to get quite a bit of rain here today, so we don't really know either whether the favourite 3D Alexandra will handle a little bit of juice in the ground. I certainly think you'll be able to get away with it in the first race. The surface will be at its best here tonight at Leopardstown. She ran an eye-catching race on debut behind Tapestry, of course, who's already Oaks' favourite for next season, following a win next time out in group company at the Curragh the other day. So she was certainly up against it on that occasion first time out, but she caught the eye. She's been putting it even money this morning, but I just don't want to be backing two-year-old fillies at even money in a race where we don't know how good Miss My Titania is, and we don't know also how many of the others might improve if they get a little bit of cut in the ground. The one horse that will handle it, and providing all 8 runners go to post, and I suggest we do back this filly each way, is Tricala, because she's already handled cut in the ground, or plenty of it, at the Galway Festival on her last start. Now, the bare reading of the form would leave you a little bit sceptical about this horse's chance tonight. She was beaten 10 lengths by a horse called Hidden Oasis, but having done the overall time and the sectional times of that horse on that occasion. Chikola faced an impossible task. Now, we've already seen one horse run out of that race. It was called Green Tag. It finished tailed off last and actually won the first race at Garran Park the other night, flooring an odds-on favourite Aidan O'Brien's. Unfortunately, got kicked out in the stewards' room, but it just goes to show how good that race was at Galway. So even though Chikola got beat double digits, still expected to be good enough here to A, handle the ground, and B, finish in the frame. And at 10-1, I think she's a decent bet in the first race.
OK then, so Tricala for the Prendergast team each way in the 5.20. The second race that we'll look at is the 5.50. It's a handicap over 6. And quite a few runners in this, Andy, but not a great deal of recent form, at least. Penny Serenade holding her form well for Edward Lynham.
Yeah, it was the first time she was really in against the big boys the other day at the Curragh. Penny Serenade, she was sent off favourite. She got a good draw. She went through the race really well. She just couldn't live with the resurgent Sassaway, who is quite an incredible horse, Sassaway. I think it went about 30-odd races without winning. All of a sudden, it can't stop winning. So Devoted ran an unbelievably good race from stall one. So you could argue that Penny Serenade has got it all to do to turn the form around with Farrell's charge on this occasion. I just think Penny Serenade might just get the advantage tonight if it rained, because So Devoted's form on soft ground or with cutting the ground is pretty much irrelevant. Whereas Penny Serenade has already won on soft ground down in Limerick. She won three starts back, and did it quite nicely as well, beating a couple of subsequent winners. Obviously, Edward Lyon does really well with his horses, sprinters, such as Soul Power and Slade Power, etc. And it clearly is that this Penny Serenade is thriving at the moment. And I do like following fillies when they're in good nick. So if the rain comes, I'd expect Penny Serenade to be at least involved in the finish here in some way, shape or form. Around about 7-2, 4-1, I think she's a decent each-way bet in the second.
OK then, so the line of charge in the 5.50. The 6.20 is an apprentice handicap over a mile and 2 furlongs. Well, we'll start here, Andy, by just assessing the jockeys. Which ones would you be looking out for here?
Well, I think there's quite a few youngsters that have caught the eye in recent times. Killian Hennessy's picking up the strands quite nicely for Jim Bolger. Jim's using him quite regularly. I like what Luke Dentsey's been doing over the last 2 or 3 years. He's certainly one of the most experienced pilots in this race. And Anna O'Brien has got a really good record here at this track course. Fairy-like has done her proud so far this season. And I also like Ray Dawson as well. He rode Edith Carrington victory in an apprentice handicap for the podcasters early on in the season. And indeed, Ray Dawson teams up here on my number one choice. And my nap of the night here tonight at Leopardstown, the shape of Carenza. I really do fancy this filly quite strongly here tonight. I really make her an excellent bet. She's 4-1 with William Hill this morning. And I think that's a decent bit of business, because she seems to be on the upgrade since she's had the cheek pieces on. That contraption was on 2 starts ago when she won here at this track. Now, the ground says good in the official racing post assessments, but having done the times and the sectionals and analysed that race card that particular evening, it got gradually worse as the evening went on. It caused Mars to get beat in the listed race when Centalula beat it. Now, that was the race after Carenza had won and the rain showers had already fallen. So I reckon the ground was at least good to soft, if not soft in places, by the time Carenza had won that mile handicap. And she did it in really good style as well in the hands of Connor King. Despite meeting trouble in running, she stayed on very, very strongly to win going away in the style of a filly going place. And I thought she was a good bet when she went back to Leopardstown a couple of weeks after. But unfortunately, she fell foul of what often happens to horses in big fields here at Leopardstown. And an unprecedented 20 runners went to post in that mile one handicap on at the 8th of August. Unfortunately, she got trapped in on the inside in the hands of Fergal Lynch with nowhere to go. And then one switch wide towards the outside, out of camera shots, he absolutely flew home down the outer to pass horses and over fish. She virtually went past the whole field in a matter of a furlong, and she was going on very strongly at the finish. She only got beat bits and bobs at the line. I think with a clear run and a much better track position, she would have won easily again the other night. The handicap, of course, hasn't reacted because she could finish sixth. But I think going back to the Leopardstown here tonight, with the rain forecast, which will definitely play into her strength, up in trip in a smaller field with Ray Dawson on, who rides the track really well, I think we can fill our boots each way on Carenza here tonight. Can't see her not being involved in the finish. And I think with a clear run, I'd expect her to go very close to winning tonight. So nap of the night, Carenza in the 8.20.
OK then, Carenza off a very, very lightweight in the 6.20, must have strong claims. The 6.55 is a maiden race over a mile. a pretty interesting contest this Sunday. We've got Urban Moon, who heads the market and has the best form on offer, but we've got Orchestra in here for Aidan O'Brien, who holds a Derby entry.
I think it's virtually impossible to bet this race because we don't really know what the ground's going to be like at 6.55. We're also in the dark with regards which one of these horses is going to handle softest ground first time out. We're predicting by the time they run this race it's going to be at least yielding ground if the rain, as forecast, continues to get into the conditions here at Leopardstown tonight. And we've only got two horses who've had a run so far. Urban Moon obviously sets the standard, quite rightly so. Second behind Indian Maharaja first time out at Gower. And of course that horse went on to win a Group 3 on its most recent start. So it wasn't a bad run first time out by Johnny Murta's Galileo Colt. But, you know, he's been put in at 2-1, and you just don't know the strength of the others, whether that 2-1 is going to be a good price. You've got some really choicely bred individuals from powerful stables, you know, with excellent breeding as well. You've got Free Eagle by High Chaparral from the Well Camp. You've got Karenzak by Asimov from the Ox Stable. You've got two Aidan O'Brien horses, both by Galileo, Kingfisher and Orchestra. So it doesn't really want to tempt me to take 2-1 about a horse who's got beat 6 lengths on debut, albeit by a good horse. But you just don't know much about the other. So I'm just going to sit this race out, enjoy it, record it, watch the videos and learn. But no bet offered in the 6.55.
OK, then. The 7.25 is the feature race of the day. It's the Desmond Stakes, a Group 3 contest over a mile. And Darwin heads the market for the O'Brien team. A very short price, but he beat Gordon Lord Byron last time out, who's second in. And we at William Hill are 20-1, bar those two. Firstly, of the two market principals, who do you think's got the upper hand? And secondly, is there anything at a bigger price that you think could sneak third?
Yeah, I quite like this race tonight. I'm prepared to look outside the box for a bit of value here. I predict that Darwin will go off close to even money rather than 8-13 this morning. He might even go odds against, because with the continued rain, which is forecast here tonight at Leopardstown, I think it's going to make one or two punters a little bit wary about taking a short price about Aidan O'Brien's charge. Yes, he is a very classy individual, and he's done two very fast times. I really do like Darwin, don't get me wrong. But both of his two performances have come on lightning-quick ground at Nation, at the Curragh, and all his best form in America as well was on a quick surface. So this is going to be the first time he's ever going to encounter soft ground. And it might, who knows, blunt his finishing kick. He definitely gets the trip, which is no problem. But like I said, conditions might not be ideal for him tonight, whereas Gordon Lord Byron are absolutely reveling the ground. He's a Group 1 winner on heavy ground at Longchamp last year. He also won at York at the listed race last season when the ground changed. And he ran an absolute blinder on soft ground the other day in the Maurice de Guise over 6.5 furlongs when he finished third in a Group 1 behind Midnight Cloud, staying on very strongly after getting a little bit outpaced inside the final two furlongs. So I think Gordon Lord Byron should be a lot shorter than 9-4 in the betting here, strictly on what he's done and the fact that he handled soft ground. So I'd expect Gordon Lord Byron certainly to get closer, if not turn the form around with Darwin. Are those at much bigger prices? If you want to have a little bit of a punt and have a bit of fun here tonight at a couple that I think are overpriced, I think Little Moore has to come into the argument here on several counts, really. I mean, he's been knocking his head against the door in Group 1 company in the last two or three starts. He hasn't had much of a chance, but this is more of his cup of tea. He does like it here at Leopardstown. He beat Lily Star and Yellow Rosebud early on in the season over 7 furlongs when he did all his best work at the end. And don't forget, this horse was second in the Dewhurst last season on soft ground, of course, to Dawn Approach. So he's not without a touch of class, Jim Boulder's 3-year-old. And at 20-1, I think he's way, way overpriced. And the other one to have a half a look at as well, at price as well. Real gigantic price for Don't Bother Me, Neil Moran's 3-year-old. 8th in the Guineas, 2nd to Fort Knox in the 2000 Guineas trial here early on in the season. 7th, of course, in the Jersey, you know, only just behind horses like Monty Ridge and Garswood. He's got a much better chance than these odds imply as well. So I think this race is real open to a little bit of imagination, if you like, from a betting aspect. I think Gordon Lord Byron's really solid down the front end. I won't touch barge pole with Darwin at 8-13. And I probably have a few quid each way also on Lettermore and Don't Bother Me.
OK, then. So we'll go with Lettermore and Don't Bother Me.
Yeah, Lettermore and Don't Bother Me. I mean, it won't put you off Gordon Lord Byron. I think he should be very close to favourite here.
OK, then, fine. OK, then, the 7.55 is a handicap race over 7 furlongs. Very open race here, Andy. We've got horses like Eastern Rules and Maundy Money who are racking up a real sequence. Majestic Queen, she's very unexposed. And horses like James E and Brogdia who've been around the block and know what they're doing.
Absolutely. I mean, this is the toughest race on the card by a million miles. By the time they run the 7.55, who knows what the ground's going to be like. I'm predicting it'll be on the softest side. And I suggest that punters think likewise. A lot of in-form horses here bringing good, fast ground form to the table. So who knows, you know, whether they'll handle the conditions if it changes. The likes of Machete Mark, second last time out in a Red Hop Premier Handicap, and also Eastern Rules has won twice in majestic fashion at the Curragh. But all of it has been on fast ground. Now, there could be two questions to ask here tonight. Obviously, how soft it's going to be and where the horses will race when they come into the home straight. If they swing wide off that far side rail, which is bound to have been churned up after, you know, quite a few horses run on that far side rail, then it could well be that the middle to high numbers have an advantage. I'll probably have a go here on Taban, number 13 on the race card. She's drawn right in the middle, stall 14, so quite a flexible stall position for Rory Cleary to adopt. Only win this season came on soft ground at Garran when winning in a fast time. And then she hasn't had the best of luck from A, the draw, and B, you know, track position and various things going against her on the last two or three starts. She was got into a poor track position last time out at the Curragh behind Eastern Rules, but again she finished the race off very strongly down the outside. Six furlongs was too short for the time before it left us down in a Group 3. And she came from nearly last to first the time before that, and now he's behind Reply, which is a good run for a three-year-old against the older horses. So I do think Toban is one to have a look at here, particularly if the rain comes. Down the front end, well, I think Majestic Queen is the most likeliest to figure of those that will handle the conditions or likely prevailing conditions. She won well at the Curragh last time out of seven. Prior to that, she'd handled cutting the ground when she looked as though she needed the run behind Pearl of Africa down in Limerick. And that with Tracy Collins' horse is going really well. Nicely drawn. I think Majestic Queen also is definitely going to run a big race here tonight. So two against the field there would be Majestic Queen. But more importantly, if it rains, Toban at 14-1.
OK, then the final race that we'll look at on Thursday evening is the 8:25. It's a maiden race over seven furlongs. And it's a little underwhelming, to be honest, Andy. I mean, we've got Il Palazzo, who's thoroughly exposed now and beginning to look a little frustrating. I mean, probably the place to start is with Dermot Weld's Acting Talent.
Yeah, I was really disappointed with this filly last time out. They dropped her into what looked an easy maiden race. It was there for the taking. She was back from odds against her odds on. And she made really quite a meal of it in the end and ended up getting run out of it by Ramon, who'd shaped quite well on debut at the Curragh. Dan Sordafu had had a million chances going into that race. That was a one-pace second. And Il Palazzo, if you like, is the benchmark to the form. Scrambled home in fourth. I think the form is really, really weak. And at 5-4 Acting Talent, I think it's a terrible bet here, particularly as the last race is going to be run on soft ground. And she's unproven, A, on the ground, and B, on the trip as well. So I wouldn't touch her with counterfeit money. I couldn't touch Il Palazzo as well. I think she's just an unprepossession horse with no scope from the Ain't No Brian stab. And the fact that Joseph O'Brien has got off her to ride Nymph, I think that tells you all you need to know there. And I do think Nymph will run well here, the filly by Galileo. I think she'd probably be my number one choice in this race. She caught the eye staying on under a tender handling the other day at Cork in a race won by Lake District, who really quick and well in the first time Vosa off the home turn. But I quite like the way that Nymph kept on for pressure late on. She certainly will get the trip no problem tonight, and hopefully she'll handle the ground. And the other one to keep an eye on as well at a price is Dandy Girl, who caught the eye of several of the shrewd judges last time out at Nace on a seasonal, and in fact a racecourse appearance. When she finished seventh behind Wannabe Better in quite a good time. She couldn't live with the winner who quickened up well on that occasion, but she certainly wasn't knocked about. And going down to the Furlong pole, she looked as though she was going to be involved in the finish only just to get eased and squeezed out a little bit late on. I think she'll improve for the run, both mentally and physically. Hopefully she'll handle the cutting ground. And I think Dandy Girl is definitely one to consider in your thought process in the last.
OK, then, so Nymph and Dandy Girl, the two to note in the 8:25. Good stuff, Andy. If you could just sum up your picks in the seven races at Leopardstown this evening.
Yeah, I think the rain's going to get in the ground tonight at Leopardstown, so do beware of your punting in the morning. Look for soft ground horses, perhaps. And Tricala fits the bill in the first. I think 10-1 for her each way is a really good way to start the card. In the 5:50, I'll go with Penny Serenade, who's got soft ground form, courtesy of a win at Limerick in that six furlong handicap. A nap of the night by an absolute country mile is Carenza in the 6-20. I'll be devastated if that doesn't run well in that race. You'll be picking me up off the floor if that's not involved in the finish. The 6:55, well, it's a race I'll probably just watch and learn and look rather than have a punt in. I'll take a chance that the rain gets into the ground by the time they run the Desmond Stakes, and hopefully Littermore at 20s and Don't Bother Me will be able to run their races at their respective odds. In the 7:55, absolute minefield of a race, but I think Taban will go better than 14-1 for Roy Cleary and Jim Bolger. Majestic Queen as well will also certainly give her supporters a good run for the money. And in the final race, I'll be against the favourite, big time there, Acting Talent, and go with Dandy Girl and Nymph to hopefully floor the jolly in the last.
Okay, brilliant, Andy. Good luck with those picks, and I'd imagine I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Will do. Cheers, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.